Have you joined me on Substack yet? Substack is a platform for writers and readers who love to interact with one another. It even allows you to create your own newsletter as well. I created the Living in Pursuit newsletter to help you guys navigate your journey in pursuit. If you would like to support my newsletter and receive occasional emails from me, emails talking about my life, my current experiences, my wisdom, the thoughts, and everything that just come to me on a daily basis, go ahead and click the link in my show notes and sign up today. Substack is totally free, but if you would like to support my entrepreneurial endeavors as a writer, go ahead and upsell to the paid monthly subscription. Paid subscribers receive weekly live sessions and a private group chat where we all can communicate and chat with one another. Go ahead and sign up by going to Substack, downloading the app, and following the Living in Pursuit publication for the newsletter. See you guys there. Now let's get back to the episode.
Girl, look.
Don't use God.
Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. Going after the things that they want for us. All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Andrea. I almost say Andrea K. Had to catch myself there. What is up, everybody? I hope you all are doing well. Why did somebody say one half of the world is burning and the other half of the world is snowing? Like, it's just cold. Not us in Louisiana waking up to 3 inches of snow. Like, I'm literally sitting down recording my podcast. I got my coffee right here. I got my little candle burning. I just spent some time with the Lord journaling, all of the things. And I'm in front of my window. And I open up the blinds and I'm just looking at all of the snow. I'm just soaking it all in. The last time I remember it snowing in Louisiana was 2017. And I believe JJ, who is my son, he was 1 year old. And now him waking up to snow, him just wanting to run outside and make snow angels and, you know, throw snowballs at people. My God. He is having the time of his life. This is something that they have never experienced before, him and my niece. They haven't had the chance to enjoy or experience snow as they are growing older. So, yeah, this is so funny. It's triggering me. It's giving me Indiana vibes. If y'all don't know, she's from Gary, Indiana. It's giving me childhood vibes. Like, I really feel like I'm my 10-year-old self. But yeah, I hope you all are doing well. Last episode, we got into silent killers. This episode, we're going to get into the part two of that. But I think I just want to speak prophetically today. I don't have like any notes or anything like that. I just want to flow and just allow God to, you know, speak to us and, you know, just share in this conversation and in this topic as well. So, last episode, we got into the whole generational curse breaking thing, right? Like, as you are becoming aware of these silent killers, you are now giving God the ability to show you what the generational curses are in your bloodline. You're now allowing God to open up your eyes to what actually needs to break, what actually needs to change, right? And so in this episode, we're just going to talk about those things, like those types of generational curses and stuff like that. I have literally just been recognizing there are things that are beginning to manifest, right? I think I mentioned this in the last episode, but about the economy and finances and things like that, right? Like, I'm just becoming more and more aware of things that are happening. I'm becoming more and more aware of the enemy's agenda. I am becoming aware of manipulation as it pertains to like the government and, you know, just things in general. I saw a clip this morning of Donald Trump speaking on TikTok, basically saying if he doesn't save TikTok, then he's not going to be able to save the world or something dumb like that. And he was basically talking about we have to save TikTok because TikTok has the possibility of making $1 trillion. All of the independent sellers, all of the single mothers, single fathers, all of the people that are using TikTok shop to sell their products and, you know, develop their businesses independently, he wants to take a percentage of that and give it to the government. He wants to take a percentage of that and basically do whatever God knows with that money. And I'm sitting up here like, he literally had all of us hyped that he was going to be the one to save TikTok for the reason of, you know, free speech and allowing people to, you know, do what they want to do socially on these apps and everything like that. Whole time, it's a business move. It opens your eyes and it makes you see that people are literally manipulating systems. They are trying to keep people impoverished. They are trying to selfishly operate this government, right? And it just opens your eyes and just makes you see how evil this world is, how the enemy is just infiltrating everything and everywhere. And it's not like we weren't aware of this as believers, as Christians, right? But I feel like in this season, God has literally just removed more scales off of our eyes, and we are beginning to see these things. As it pertains to generational curses, we see there are cycles, there are patterns and repetition going on in our bloodline. There are things that we are now able to see that we haven't been able to see before. I don't know what the Lord is doing, but clearly he needs us to have this level of self-awareness, this level of discernment and emotional intelligence, right? To the point where now we're being able to see it, and then we're being able to pray for it. We're being able to become aware of it. Now we're being able to go to God and get strategy on how to deal with it. Whereas before, it was just something that we recognized, but we weren't like, oh, it wasn't a desire to break. Like, we were becoming aware of generational curses, but now I feel like we're moving into this season of actually breaking these curses. Yes, we've become aware. We know what's in our bloodline. We see the patterns. We see the cycles. Now, I believe that God is preparing us to break them. I've been noticing so many things, even in my own child. I've been seeing him gravitate towards things on the internet and, you know, these different apps and things like that. And as he's gravitating towards those things, I have to monitor everything that he's being everything that he's gravitating towards, because most of the things that he is gravitating towards can potentially be harmful to his mental, emotional, and spiritual health. And whereas at first it was, let me give this child his iPad so I can go and do what I need to do on his computer, so I can get some work done, so that, you know, he can entertain himself, whatever the case may be. Now it's, let me see what he's actually looking at. Let me see what he's actually gravitating towards. And now, let me ask God, how do I deal with this situation? Once my eyes are open, once I'm seeing what I need to see, God, now how are we going to handle this situation? How am I going to prevent X, Y, and Z from happening? Because if you think about it, and if you have children, there are things like our kids are growing up. So at this point, we're starting to see stuff. We're starting to be reminded of things that we went through. We're starting to see things manifest physically and spiritually. We were praying about it spiritually, you know, we would go to God, but now it's to the point where we have to do a little work. We have to start to do some work in order to prevent these things from happening. So now I'm going to God, God, what do you want me to replace this iPad with? All right, God, what do you want me to replace X, Y, and Z with? Instead of relying on my own strength, instead of, you know, avoiding the situation, I'm now paying attention to the possibilities of what this small thing could turn into, right? So I'm a millennial. And us millennials are, you know, we're starting to have children and our children are growing up. And as our children are growing up, we're starting to like compare childhoods. They ask for things, they show us things, and we're immediately going to our mind like, we didn't have none of this growing up. We were not exposed to all of this growing up. We are just met with so much change as it pertains to our children and the things that they are into these days. And every time I'm exposed to something new to my with my child, I am now seeing the potential effects that can happen if I do not seek God on how to deal with it, or if I do not intervene, right? There are things that us as adults, you know, we go through daily. There are emotional things that we go through, financial hardships, whatever the case may be, whatever you are going through, that literally takes away from your ability to parent your child the way you need to parent your child. There are things that you will purposely ignore for the sake of not having to deal with it right now, for the sake of not having to deal with it. And for me, I just believe I'm in a season where God is making me pay attention more to certain things and like taking the attention off of myself. He's literally showing me, all right, if your child continues to do X, Y, and Z, this is going to be the consequences. This is what's going to happen via what happened to you in your childhood, via what you went through. This is going to be something similar to what you've gone through in your childhood. So in order to prevent that, and in order to break that generational curse, I need you to start paying attention to this, and I need you to start implementing this. So as you cope with the things you're going through, pay attention to how you are coping with it. Because some of those things are tied to generational curses. That's how your daddy coped with it. That's how your mama coped with it. Now you're coping with it. Do you want your Jesus? Do you want your child to have to cope with their problems in this way? Pay attention to your habits. Pay attention to your words. Pay attention to your responses. Pay attention to your mindset, your thoughts. Some of those things are inherited. Do you want to have your children inherit those things? I don't know what it is. I don't like, you may have alcoholism in your family. You may have bitterness in your family. You just see a whole bunch of people in your family just bitter about their lives. There may be people in your family who were super talented and they had opportunities to pursue their goals and dreams and become something, but they settled. They didn't pursue their dreams. They've become bitter. We all have those types of people in our family, but those things created generational curses. It's created fear. It's created bitterness. It's created unhealthy coping mechanisms. Like, you have to now, in your big old age, I feel like I'm talking to millennials, but even if you aren't a millennial, as you are growing in your relationship with God, you are going to get to a point where he's going to start showing you things about you, but he's now then going to start showing you things about other people. He's going to start showing you, this is the reason why you have not been able to break through in this area. This is a generational curse. This is a coping mechanism. This is a mindset that you now have to break in order to obtain the things that I am showing you. For a lot of our families, we see patterns of lust. We see, homosexuality in our family. We see these types of things. And instead of looking at it as, oh, God is showing me this so that I can, warn this person, or, bring judgment to this person, or, bring the gospel to this person, right? Maybe this is an opportunity for you to begin to pray against whatever spirit, to pray against whatever is trying to manifest in your life. Maybe some of you are in a season of discipleship, right? God is leading you to pray for people. God is leading you to do those things. But for some of us, I believe God has us in a situation where, Jesus, we are sitting back and watching what's going on. God has us sitting back and observing and shutting up and observing the things that are going on in our bloodline, so that we can then get strategy on how to break it, so that we can then get strategy on how to pray against it. The enemy has literally been whipping me with my own emotions. I just started back watching Megan Ashley's In Totality podcast, and I watched two episodes last night, and she gave me language for what I was actually dealing with. These last couple of weeks, I have been feeling my emotions were just at an all-time high. I'm just feeling all of the emotions. I'm sitting up here having all of these thoughts and this and this and that. And she explained it as she is an extremist at times, meaning when she feels something, it's intensified. When she, when a negative thought enters her mind, it intensifies. And when I look at her journey with God, when I look at her prophetic gifting and her wisdom that God has given her, I relate to her in that way. So now it's giving me language. Oh, this must be what I'm going through, because these emotions and these feelings and all of these things, it feel like it's been intensified. It's like, why am I feeling this so much? Why am I experiencing this thought and having these thoughts so much? It's not normal. It's not regular. It's not, something that I'm used to. This is different. So yes, the enemy has the potential to attack me with my feelings and my thoughts and all of the things. But I also see that God is allowing this to happen so that I can get wisdom, so that I can become more self-aware, so that he can use what is happening for his good, for his glory, so that I can be able to identify what the heck is going on. Last night, I also came to this revelation of this need for independence, this self-reliance that most of us develop, especially as a millennial, especially as, a single mother, or, just wanting to be entrepreneurs or whatever the case may be. This desire for self-reliance and this desire for independence is causing you, this is another silent killer, this is causing you to rely on yourself when it comes to your healing as well. So I came to the revelation last night. I'm sitting up here listening to the podcast, In Totality podcast, and taking notes and everything like that. And after it was done, I literally said to myself, I'm dealing with X, Y, and Z. Let me go into the Bible and find scriptures so that I can fix it. I'm going through X, Y, and Z, so let me go find some scriptures so I can fix this problem, so I don't have to feel like this anymore. Didn't pray. Didn't ask the Lord, is this something that you are ready to reveal in my heart? Is this even something that you are revealing to me in my heart? Or is this something that I'm just thinking I'm dealing with? Is this like I'm not even coming to you anymore Like, I haven't even been coming to you asking you, like even praying, Lord, I'm experiencing X, Y, and Z. Please just, you know, come into my heart and, you know, reveal yourself to me, show me the way, this and this and that. I'm not even giving God the opportunity to lead me to the scripture. I'm relying on myself to figure it out. Because in previous seasons, before, you know, dealing with all of the things that I've been dealing with lately, God would randomly drop a word in my spirit or drop a scripture in my heart. And then I would go seek after what it is that he's showing me. Now, I done got into the routine of, well, let me fix this. Let me fix this. Let me fix my heart. Let me fix my mind. Let me stop thinking about this. Let me stop thinking this way. Self-reliance, independence. And really, it's a trauma response. Trying to figure everything out, trying to fix things that you can't even really fix by yourself. That's a trauma response. Trying to prevent yourself from feeling a certain type of way. Trying to prevent yourself from experiencing something. That's control. That's a trauma response. And so as I'm coming to this revelation last night, I prayed. I was like, you know what, Lord? Let me pray, because at this point, prayer is the only way that I can truly surrender to you. Prayer is the only avenue where I don't have no control over. Whatever I pray for, it's up to you to come in and do whatever you want to do. Let me surrender and submit this, what I'm dealing with, what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, over to you so you can handle it. Because if I try to figure it out, I'm going to fall back into this religiosity, this religious mindset of getting the scripture, knowing the scripture, memorizing the scripture, and that's it. Not allowing the scripture to enter my heart, not allowing God and the Holy Spirit to penetrate my heart so that the spirit can now become a part of my vocabulary so that it can now begin to change me. I'm just going to the scripture so I can know the scripture and quote the scripture. I'm not allowing Jesus to do any work in me because I am silently relying on myself. And so when God gave me that revelation, I was like, okay, I've been corrected. Okay, Lord, show me other areas in my life where I've been trying to be independent from you. Show me other areas of my life where I have been trying to control, where I have not allowed you to come in. Oh, show me different parts of my heart. Hey, show me different parts of my thinking where I have not allowed you to infiltrate. Going back to the kids, I don't know why I'm talking to parents today. I guess it's just hitting me more, but the stuff that you allow to slide today is going to be things that you are going to spiritually battle with later. Yes, you want to become the parent that, you know, is there for your child. You want to create a safe space for your child. You want to change your tone with how you speak to your child. You want to break that generational curse, right? But there also has to be some firmness. There also has to be some discipline. Ooh, there also has to be some consequences for your child. I don't know what this is about boy moms, but if you have a little boy, and that little boy just be like cuddling with you and kissing you on your forehead and kissing you on your hand and just making you feel all tingly and bubbly inside. Them things be quick to manipulate you. They see you in your emotions. They see how easy it is to get over on some things. They see that it's easier for mommy to not discipline them. They are seeing this. And I don't know about y'all, but my child, my child been trying it. My child been pushing it. Okay. Them little boys, they sweet as pie, but they very, very, very sneaky. Okay. And sometimes they use your emotions against you. They use the fact that mommy loves them so much and mommy doesn't want to see them cry. Mommy doesn't want to see them hurt. Mommy does not want to whoop them. They see that as a way to sneakily, deviously do what they want to do. And if you are not discerning, mothers, you just all in your feelings about your little boy. You just so soft. You just want to be so soft. You just want to be the mommy that loves on the baby and have their dads deal with them disciplinarian wise. Like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, we are the nurturers. But if God is showing you something that is going to hinder your son later on, whether that's emotionally, spiritually, whatever the case may be, it's also your responsibility to discipline them. Yeah, nurture them, but discipline them too. Take away that iPad. Give them a book. Be the mother that God is leading you to become. I just feel like God has us in this season of maturing as parents, as individuals, as entrepreneurs, like all of the areas of our lives. Like, God has given us a new sense of wisdom. He's given us a new sense of value. Like, if you do not do this, you will not become who I'm calling you to become. If you do not yield to my leadership, if you do not submit to my way of doing X, Y, and Z, this is going to hinder you. And it's also going to hinder your children, your family, your progress. Like, there has to be this newfound, like, boldness. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to begin to develop like this grit for the things that God is like showing you. Like, oh, there's no more time for timidity. We cannot continue. Our kids are growing up. We are getting older. The world is getting more and more evil by the minute. Like, the pressure is on. We have to become more spiritually discerning and bold in the things of Christ, because the enemy is working overtime. The enemy is not taking a day off. And if the enemy can't get to you, he's going to go to your kids. He's going to go to people in your family. And if you are not doing the work, you know, for some of us, and I've been feeling like God has been doing this to me, but I posted a note on Substack. I just made like a little post, and the post said, God is developing you into a leader. Stop resisting. For a lot of us, God is making us into leaders. The leaders of the family are the ones who break the generational curses. Somebody got to do it. Somebody got to take a stand. Somebody has to approach this thing with boldness. Somebody has to approach this thing with faith. Somebody has to be the one to operate in their spiritual gifts. Somebody got to do it. And it's probably you. But the amount of work, the amount of warfare, the amount of pruning and processing that God is doing in you, you're becoming overwhelmed and you're trying to run away from it. You're trying to resist what God is trying to do on the inside of you. Whole time, he's developing you into the leader that you need to be. He's making you a leader. He's making you a thought leader. That's why you're speaking up in your family. That's why you're saying things that people are afraid to say. He's making you more and more interested in learning about business, learning about politics, learning about, you know, these systems that are working against his people, because you are the business owner in the family that's going to break the generational curse of wealth. Like, this ain't nothing new to us. We know that we are the generational curse breakers, right? We've been knowing that for years. But now, I believe God is ushering us into a season of actually breaking those curses. Like, we're getting closer and closer to breaking those curses. The more information we get, the more pursuit that we have towards the things that God is showing us, he's giving us the audacity, Jesus. He's giving us the wisdom. He's giving us the strength to break them. He's given us the qualities of a leader. Leaders can't be in their feelings all the time. What leader you know? What effective leader you know is always in their feelings? What effective leader you know leads with their feelings and their emotions in toxic ways? That's why emotional intelligence is so important. Like, if you have not entered a season or enter a phase of God, like showing you and showing you how to, you know, develop your responses and, you know, catching yourself from saying certain things and, you know, developing the fruit of the Spirit on the inside of you for the purpose of being a leader, ask God, where are you in that process? Like, God, if you are developing me into a leader, what do I need to start learning? Show me what I need to start putting my focus on. Show me, Jesus, what areas of my heart, what areas of my mind need to change. Some of you are literally stepping into leadership and you're not recognizing it. The fact that God is telling you, no, you need to parent this way. No, don't let that slide. Do this instead. The fact that God is like giving you so much instruction and strategy is because you are stepping into the role of a leader. The fact that you have more and more responsibility, God is making you into a leader. Jesus, he may be using your job to do it. He may be using your influence on social media to do it. He may be using you as the breadwinner in your family to do it. So I don't know what silent killers are, you know, manifesting and showing up in your life or in your family, in your bloodline, whatever the case may be. But these are things that you literally have to start paying attention to. Like, it's no more sliding. It's no more. Jesus, even in your relationships, even in your friendships with people, there are certain behaviors. There are certain things that you no longer need to be doing. There is a version of you that has to die, finally, to prevent yourself from getting into toxic relationships, to prevent yourself from being manipulated by people. Like, there is a level of discernment that you need to start developing so that you stop going in toxic cycles. It's time. It's time. The curses have to break, whether we like it or not, whether we're ready for it or not. Fear has to break. You have to become who God is calling you to become. So you have to do things that are out of your comfort zone. It's time. You can't go hiding anymore. You cannot settle for a mediocre life anymore. Like, you have to get out of that fear. You cannot allow fear to hold you back anymore. It's time to step into it. It's time to step into who you were made to become. And God is doing that through wisdom and leadership and all of the things. So, yeah, I hope this episode was encouraging to you all. I pray that it gives you the opportunity to really seek God on what it is that he's having you to do, giving you clarity for what it is that he's having you to do. And I really hope it just makes you want to get at the presence of God. Like, what's up? What we doing? Because it's giving too much. It's giving, what are we doing? It's giving, this is a lot. So yeah, make sure you follow me on Substack. Y'all, we got 45 subscribers. Who is she? Who is she? I don't know. Will we hit 100 by the end of February? Will we hit 100 subscribers by the end of February? I don't know. But the people are loving the posts. The people are loving the emails. They're opening up the emails. They're reading. Okay. So if you want to be a part of the Substack community, go ahead and follow me on Substack, the Living in Pursuit newsletter. I send out emails on a day-to-day basis. just writing about things that comes to me on a daily, revelations that God gives me, strategy, things about leadership, just things that I'm currently going through. For a more intimate experience with the Living in Pursuit podcast, the things that we share on this podcast, the topics and things, go ahead and subscribe to the Substack. If you would like to become a paid subscriber to support the entrepreneurship, my God, it is $7.99 a month if you would like to subscribe for the paid version of the app. Download the Substack app. I know y'all sick of these apps, okay? Another app, Andrea? Really? It's too much. But trust me, y'all, I've been loving Substack, like literally. I absolutely love Substack, and it's developing my skills as a writer. Like, who is she? I don't know, but I'm loving it. So anyway, y'all, I love you guys, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.